I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from NPR. Joining me now is Flora Lichtman. Hi. Flora's here with a video pick of the week.
Hi, Ira. Happy Science Friday.
Happy Science Friday today. Thank you. Well, you've got another nice video. I don't want to give it away. Tell us what you have in our video pick of the week today.
It's a good animal tale. Mm-hmm. So let me set the scene for
you. Set the scene.
Imagine you are a New Caledonian crow, which looks a lot like a regular crow, but mm-hmm. you happen to live on the island of New Caledonia, which is pretty good. It's in the South Pacific. Mm-hmm. So life is pretty good, and you're a little bit hungry. And your bird friends are confined to eating nuts and fruit that they have to find on the ground. But you, because you are this special crow, have a very unusual trait, an unusual ability. You can use tools to get your food. Well, not you.
Wow, I'm
a New Caledonian crow. Can you probably can too?
That's right.
But the story is how these crows use sticks to pull out these juicy longhorn beetle larvae.
They're like the superfood for them. Like,
yeah,
so gourmet food for a crow.
I mean, I think it's more like the power bar, the Snickers for a crow. They're really high in fat, and they've got a lot of protein, too. And that's what this new study was about this week in the journal Science. Christian Roots and his colleagues wanted to understand why these crows have this ability that almost no other species in the animal kingdom have. Like, why do these crows?
They're not primates. They're like apes and us who can use their little sticks, but they can.
But they can. And so the question was, what's so good about these larvae? You know, maybe the crows that can get the larvae out of the trees have some advantage. And so they looked at the dietary impact of the larvae and found out that, in fact, maybe two or three of these larvae a day covers all of the crow's energy needs.
So that's their motivation, then.
Right.
And you have on our website at sciencefriday.com our video pick of the week is you can watch these crows put some sticks in their mouths, in their beaks. In their beaks and poke into to pull out these larvae out of a tree.
And the most amazing part of the footage that the researchers provided was not just watching the crows pull them out, but watching the larvae point of view. So they put a larva in a glass cylinder and filmed the crow poking in, and you watch the larva open its mandibles, because the way this works, it's not exactly fishing. They don't skewer them like a kebab. They actually just irritate them to the point where the larvae open their mandibles and grab onto the stick because they're so annoyed, and then get yanked out.
It's a great video. Our video pick.
It's very dramatic.
Video pick of the week on sciencefriday.com. You feel like you're Jane Goodall all over watching these crows.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think one of the neat things about the footage is that you have access to the crows in a way you didn't before. So another piece of footage were these crow cams, where they actually attached cameras to the tails of crows, which are kind of funny because you've got a through-the-leg shot, which is a little bit awkward, I think. But you see them in flight, and you see them sort of going about their daily business.
And it's just shocking that I've seen crows pick things up off the ground, a watch or a golf ball or something like that, but I never realized that they could actually put a tool in their mouth and use it all the time without being taught how to do that.
Right. I mean, even the crows in the lab that have never have been raised in the lab will use tools and bend tools and make them. I mean, it really makes you think about what it means to be a tool user. Christian Roots said that a lot of people are like, wow, these crows must be really super smart. And he said, you know, actually, maybe it's just lots of animals can do amazing things thanks to evolution. Mm-hmm.
So if you thought that crows didn't know how to use tools, never more think that. how to work that.
Work it in.
Edgar Allan Poe line.
Hey, you just stole the literary reference thunder.
Shucks. I'm sorry about that. And so there's that video pick of the week up there at our website, Flora Lichtman, our digital media editor. Thank you.
Thanks, Ira.
We'll see that up there. It'll be up there all week at sciencefriday.com. Our program is produced by senior producer Annette Heiss, producer Christopher Intagliata, Spanish language producer Leshu Bayak, our science and arts producers Catherine Wells. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our intern is Anna Rothschild. Neil Rausch is our technical director, and at the controls here, twirling rolling those dials here in New York. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com. You can see the video pick of the week. Also, you can download our podcast. We have an iPhone app you can take along with you, and our videos are all up there for you to enjoy. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.